Jim, we're nearly at the end of the eighth season of Married at First Sight.
You say that to me every week, mate.
Just leading you on, don't I?
I feel like they're like every time it's like last episode and it's like, here's some bonus. Yeah.
The last month of the show, I promise. All right, last night, all of the participants came back for boys' night and girls' night. Please welcome one of the brides, Miss Samantha Harvey. Hello, Sam.
Good morning, boys.
Samantha, going back and seeing the girls, obviously we know there was a little bit of a pain that you suffered with the whole Coco cheating scandal. How did that feel walking back into that room?
Oh, look, I think Coco and I just avoided each other, which was the best way of going about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd say.
Funny she avoided Cam.
Yeah. What was the time difference between you leaving the experiment and then getting back? What was the time difference there?
I think it was about 4 weeks.
4 weeks. Right, so was that enough time to sort of get away from it all, or was it still feeling fresh when you got back?
Oh no, it was a good amount of time to get away from it all. I didn't know that the rumor had been going on with Beck about Bryce, so I walked in blind because once I was off the show, I had no contact with any of the girls on the show.
So are you not allowed to contact them while they're filming? Is that how it works?
No, so we're not allowed to contact. So that when we come back, we've got, you know, we've still got content and we can talk about things that have been going on rather than, you know, you guys watching us just catch up again.
Oh, yeah. So they like to let it fester for a little bit, you know, and then it kind of explodes when you get there.
Fester's a bad word.
Keep going.
When I walk in, then, you know, obviously they genuinely want to see what's going on. And I want to know what's been going on too. So we had no contact whatsoever before I came into the girls' night.
Well, Sam, we want to know what's going on with you personally. I mean, let's not talk about Cameron and Coco again. Out in the outside world now, how is the search for love going?
Oh, look, you know, there's been no nightclub appearances for me or any date nights because I'm back to reality, guys. Like, I'm back to packing school lunches every morning and sitting at school assemblies. So, you know, the glamorous TV lifestyle didn't come to me. It's just back to reality, really.
It's just no cheeky dates here and there, Sam?
No cheeky dates as yet. Just taking my time with that.
What about, like, if there's a guy out there listening, like, how do you them to approach you? Could they slide into the DMs? Do they have to hit you up in public and say, do you want to go get a coffee?
Yeah, look, I mean, my DMs are that flooded at the moment that it's really hard.
Oh, okay.
It must be nice.
A bit of a menu.
not with guys, with a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I think I'm probably... It's not very easy to get in contact with me at the moment, but you guys have got my number. If you meet someone, then send it out.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Yeah.
We've got your number.
Yeah, I mean, well, I am single, Sam, so no. What do you look for in a guy? So what is it now that you're looking for?
Oh, look, I've always gone for a country guy. I've always gone for, like, you know, I really like chubby farmers.
Did you say chubby farmers?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If Nathan Jimmy had a kid, that would be your ideal man. Yeah. Jimmy's from the country and I'm a little bit porky.
and throw in a 79 Series Land Cruiser and that you've got me.
Yeah, that's not us.
Yeah, we've got a hairdresser cars.
Ford Fiesta.
Yeah, I've got a Toyota Corolla.
Don't laugh at that, Sam. Yeah. It's a sexy car.
It's just to get from point A to point B.
Absolutely.
You didn't need to put the custom rims on it, though, mate.
No, let's not talk about those. All right, Sam, but what we do want to talk about is this bombshell, of course, with Bryce and the alleged secret girlfriend. You came with a bombshell to tell Mel. How did that go down? And how did you find out about the whole secret girlfriend thing?
So I actually was at a bar having a drink in Canberra, and I've known Jason Roses for 4 or 5 years. So, you know, he walked into the same bar and he knew that I was on the show because Bryce had been telling him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was basically telling me about this other girlfriend like it was common knowledge. And it was a shock to me because I didn't even know Beck had been going on about it. Back with filming.
Yeah.
So I just thought, right, I've got to tell Melissa this. And I was going back for the girls' night the following week. So I just thought to myself, right, I need to get this information. I need to take it back to Melissa.
How did you feel about Bryce knowing that he had this secret girlfriend the whole time?
Oh, I think it doesn't surprise me now I've watched his personality unfold on the show. I mean, far out. I've come across some pretty shitty guys in my time. And I tell you what, watching this guy is making me cringe.
Well, because, yeah, the reason I asked Sam as well, like, Nathan, I work in radio. This bloke apparently does or did or whatever. Now, we know some people that have also worked in this industry, and none of them have said positive things about him. I'm not going to name names, but apparently he's a bit of a, rhymes with sick, starts with D. But people on the show, when we have chatted with them, have defended him. They have said that we didn't see the real him, but you can confirm to us that pretty much what you see is what you get.
Yeah, I can confirm that. From my take on Bryce, what I'm seeing on the TV is the Bryce that I knew on the show.
Now, Sam, I mean, you said the person who told you was Jason Roses, who's a friend of yours. Now, apparently Jason and Bryce aren't friends anymore. Did something happen there? What happened?
Yes, because Jason had told me the secret. They've had a falling out because of that. So, so basically they're not friends anymore. And, the rest, I suppose Jason will speak out about why, but from what he's told me is because he's let it leak. That's why they're not talking anymore.
I mean,
he's the one who had the girlfriend.
Yeah, he's the one. Bryce had the secret girlfriend.
What do you mean?
This is the thing. You know, Liz came out with an Instagram post that went against me last night. And I thought, well, don't shoot the messenger, girlfriend. It's your partner that's causing all of this drama. It's not me. I came in to be honest and upfront and not let what happened to me happen to her. So
I didn't see what was the Instagram post. Yeah, I didn't see that. What was it?
A bit of shade at you.
She was just saying, you know, a real friend doesn't hold on to information and tell everyone in front of, you know, the whole group of girls. And I thought to myself, well, if I took you away and told you separately, the girls would be gossiping even more about what was said. So, I think I did the right thing. We were all there to support her because we all knew about it at the same time. And that's how it came out.
Well, Sam, can I ask, because one thing that Nathan and I'd heard is that people don't have access to their Instagram yet. So was that her or was that someone else posting?
So we don't have access to Instagram, but all of our captions are written by us.
Okay.
So we actually submit our captions every night and then production post it for us. So Melissa's caption last night came out and had a crack at me, but I just thought, well, obviously you're still standing by this absolute douche that is lying to your face.
It's bloody on, isn't it?
Oh, just... Get rid of cancel Bryce.
Cancel Bryce, absolutely. And I tell you,
there's just so much evidence. Like, I just don't. You can lead a horse to water, but far out, these horses having trouble drinking.
Oh, Sam, we bloody love you. You're a good egg, mate. Thanks for joining us on the show. You are welcome anytime.
Thanks, legend.
We'll slide into the DMs and we'll make you a regular on the show. How about that? You can just spill the tea for us, Sam.
Yeah, I will. All right. Have a good day.
Good on you, Sam. Cheers.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.